praise you, Father. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you tonight for each and every person that's attending with us, Father. Father, God, we thank you right now that you're bringing peace to this nation, Father. We thank you, Father, that as we go to study your word together, Father, we thank you that you minister to our hearts and to our lives. And we thank you that your word will not return void, but Father God, that word will penetrate the hearts and the lives of each and every one of us. And Father God, right now during this time, we thank you that we, as believers, will go out to the highways and the byways and share the love of Jesus Christ with the lost and dying and hurting world right now. Father God, we thank you for revival to this nation. We thank you, Father, for revival to this generation. We thank you, Father, for signs, wonders, miracles, and healings taking place in our midst. And we thank you, Father, that we come not in your own in your strength, but we come in your strength, not in our own strength. We come not in our own power, not in our own ability, but your strength and your power and your ability that you be lifted up. Father God, we thank you for the Holy Spirit that lives big on the inside of us, that leads us and guides us and shows us the way and gives us utterance to speak with all boldness and uncompromising gospel of Jesus Christ. But tonight we thank you that we stir that anointing up. That anointing is saturating and changing us in an instant, Father. And people that are with us tonight, that are hurting, we thank you, Father, that anointing will minister to them. We thank you, Father, for the peace that passes all understanding, overtaking each and every one of us, Father. And Father God, right now, we come against this virus right now. We command it to leave not only this nation, but this world, Father. We thank you, Father, right now that we come against the coronavirus or COVID-19, whatever you want to call it, doesn't matter. We thank you, Father, right now for the healing power of God touching those that have been affected. And we thank you, Father, for a quick recovery for this entire world. We thank you, Father, for the economy, Father. We call the economy blessed. We call people with jobs, Father. We thank you, Father, that you're in control. And we just give you the praise, honor, and the glory. And we thank you, Father, that you're changing things right now. And we thank you, Father, for the peace that passes all understanding. And we give you the praise, honor, and the glory. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen and amen. God is a good God. Amen. You know, I think in times like this, we have to remember that God is a good God. And sometimes, you know, the old saying we always would say that this is the day that the Lord has made. I'm going to rejoice and be glad in it. Well, we should start rejoicing and being glad in this day. Amen. Because God hasn't left us. Amen. Well, I want to start off. Well, first of all, I do want to recommend that some of you might go back to our archives and watch last Wednesday night service where we talked about this. And then also on Sunday, both Pastor and Mrs. Hagen also spoke on this subject. But we're going to continue talking about faith, talking about what do we do when we don't know what to do. You know, what do we do? And of course, we all remember this scripture, 2 Timothy, chapter 1, verse 7. It says, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." God has not given us fear, but right now there's a lot of fear going on. You know, and fear does not come from God. And so we have to decide that we're not going to fear. But one reason we fear is because we focus in on the wrong thing. Now, we should be focusing in during these times on Jesus Christ and Him crucified. But right now it seems that all our focus and all the attention of the whole world is on a virus. And you know, the more we look at, talk about, think about, worry about a virus, the less we're talking about, thinking about, and praising Jesus Christ. Because Jesus is greater than any virus. Jesus is greater than any sickness. Jesus is greater than any disease. And we've been told already that 2,000 years ago that Jesus Christ took stripes on his back, and by his stripes, we were healed of any virus that we might ever get. You know, and right now, I believe that there's a lot of fear and panic and anxiety throughout the world. I mean, I know some folks that are a little bit older. I mean, they're afraid they're going to die. In fact, I've even heard reports of some people have given their pets to the pound because they're afraid they're going to die and they won't be there to take care of their pets. You know what? You're not going to die. You're going to trust God. And we have to quit fearing. We have to quit being afraid. Now, it is pretty interesting, and I didn't count them. I'm just going to go by what somebody else told me, that the word fear not is in the Bible 366 times. 366 times. That means, you know, this year being a leap year, that there is a scripture with the word fear not in there for every day of the year. Every day of the year. And the most common expression with fear not is for I am with you. In fact, let's look at one of those over in Isaiah. Isaiah 41:10, and I'm just going to go ahead and read from the New Living Translation because that's where my Bible's already at. And it says this. Now, in New Living says, do not be afraid, for I am with you. It goes on to say, don't be discouraged, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you, and I will hold you up with my victorious right hand. So you know what? We shouldn't be afraid because God is with us. All right? He's the same God that was, you know, with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the fiery furnace. He's the same God that was with David and Goliath. You know, and so our God is going to take care of us. But we need to trust in him. We need to put our faith in him. We need to quit worrying and start believing. Now, I want to read a scripture that actually the governor here at Oklahoma, Governor Stitt, a very great Christian man. And the other day he spoke to all the media and gave a press conference. And he finished it with Philippians 4:6. And so let's turn to Philippians 4:6. And I'm going to once again read from the New Living Translation, mainly because it's new and it's living. It's, and, you know, sometimes it tells you more when you read a new, a more modern translation. Sometimes it helps some people understand. But it says these words, don't worry about anything. Now, you know, these words were put in before the coronavirus ever existed. All right. And sometimes people think, well, don't worry about anything except this, or don't worry about anything except that. You know, and people are saying, well, it's not just a virus anymore. Now it's, I lost my job, at least for a time being, and I don't have any money coming in, and, you know, and all this, and what am I going to do? Well, Philippians 4:6 says, do not worry about anything. Yeah, but what am I going to do? Do not worry about anything. But how am I going to make it? Do not worry about anything. So here's the thing. If you're saying all these how come, how, and when, then you're worrying about something. Now, I'm going to tell you one way to help us not to worry is maybe turn the television off. Maybe take a social media vacation. Because, you know, I'm just going to tell you, you know, now when I say television, I guess, I mean, I'm talking about the news, all right? I mean, you know, if you want to watch some, if you want to binge watch Netflix or something like that or whatever, and, you know, or you know, Frozen 2 is out now and on Disney Plus, and so, you know, I don't know. You know, watch something that's not talking about a virus. Because I believe the more we start talking about things, the more we start to worry. Now, you realize that we've had pandemics before, you know, maybe not as, well, it doesn't seem to be, you know, it seems that, well, the other ones weren't as bad. But you know what the difference is? It's called social media. You know, back long time ago, whenever they had the bubonic plague and all that, I mean, no one knew what was going to happen until it happened. You know, and even, you know, throughout the ages, a lot of times, we only knew what was happening because whatever government told us what was happening. But now we have a thing called social media where people can take a selfie of themselves every day and tell us what's happening, show us what's happening. And all that does is produce fear and panic. You know, and people say, well, this might happen, that might happen, you know, and it might not. You know, and last week we read the 91st Psalm in the 91st Psalm says if 10,000 people die right next to us, and on one side and 1,000 on the other side, that it will not come nigh our dwelling. It's not going to hit us. Yeah, but these people are dying. And that, I mean, have you seen the pictures here? Have you seen the pictures there? Have you seen my God? Have you seen my God? You know, my God does not change. He's the same God. You know, we read all these things in the Old Testament, and God did this and God did that. I mean, this is the God that split the Red Sea wide open. And they all walked on dry ground. Now, some people say, well, it really wasn't that deep. And I say, well, that's the biggest miracle in the Bible. That means Pharaoh's whole army died in 3 feet of water. You know, I mean, it would be interesting if a whole army would die in your bathtub or something like that. But the point is, you know, have you seen my God? You know, because I hear people every day, well, have you seen what the virus is doing? Have you seen that? Have you seen the people in Italy? Have you seen the people in Wuhan? Have you seen my God? Have you read your Bible? Do you know what the Word of God says? And the Word of God specifically tells us not to worry. Even in times of trouble, it doesn't say do not worry when everything's going good. It says do not worry, period. Do not worry about anything. Yeah, but this is pretty worrisome. Yeah, it says do not worry about anything. But it does say this is what you should do instead of worrying. It says instead pray about everything. Now, you know, President Trump, invoked what he called the 15-day plan. There's one thing I think that he should have included in that 15-day plan, and I believe that we should have 15 days of prayer against this virus. You know, while we're washing our hands, while you're using your hand sanitizer, while you're buying your toilet paper and everything else, not just toilet paper, everything's, Walmart's making a killing right now, I just want to let you know, and other grocery stores. But while you're doing all that, let's pray. Let's pray for this nation. Let's pray for wisdom for the leaders. I mean, you know, it's tough. I mean, just the pressure is tough on these guys, trying to make the right decisions and trying to decide, you know, between economic issues and physical issues and emotional issues and fear issues. And I mean, you know, let's pray for this nation. Let's pray for this world, because it's not just about here in the United States of America, but it's about the whole world. Remember that God says he has the whole world in his hands? You know, sometimes we're only concerned about our state or our family, but let's be concerned about everybody, because we're all here together. And so it says, you know, do not worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Well, how do we pray, Craig? Well, we tell God what you need. Well, so if you lost your job, you know, then you need money. Or you need another job, you know, to fulfill the, you know, you need something. Be specific. What do you need right now? Now, if what you need is actually not physical, you know, like a job, maybe you just need peace. You know, maybe you, because I don't know how many people I've talked to, and they've told me, well, you know what? I have issues with anxiety. Well, you know what? The more you talk about you having issues with anxiety, the more you'll have anxiety. You should be talking about, you should be saying, I do not have issues with anxiety. You can have what you say you can have. And so, you know, what do you need? Well, I need money. I need to be able to pay my rent. Well, tell God what you need. The Bible specifically says, tell him what you need. Yeah, but how's he going to do that? Because I don't have a job anymore. Or you know, my employer says they can't pay me till we get back to work or you know, for a few weeks or whatever. How's God going to do it? He doesn't say, tell God what you need and tell him how to do it for you. It says, tell him what you need. Tell him what you need. And thank him for all he has done. You know, I mean, he's done so much for us. You know, some of us wouldn't even be alive today if he hadn't done so many great things for us. You know, but sometimes that we're too busy thinking about what we're going through right now that we forget about what he's done for us. We forget about all the good things. You know, I remember, well, at the close of 2019, I preached a message right here at this church and talked about 2020. And I believe 2020 will be the greatest year that we'll ever have. And I talked about having a vision and writing things down and claiming it. Well, you know what? I still believe 2020 is the greatest year I'm ever going to have. Because I know some people right now, they're saying, well, the stock market's crashed and all this stuff. I mean, you know, how am I going to recover? Have you seen my God? Have you seen my God? See, you're trying to think about in your own mind, how am I going to recover? How's this economy going to recover? How's this going to be my best year ever when I just had a job yesterday? And then today, I don't. I mean, how am I going to make up for that income? I started out to say, God is good. God is great. You know, some people, that's their prayer. God is good, God is great. I'm thinking for our food. But he does more than help us get food. He is a good God. And he wants to take care of us. Now, it goes on to say, thank him for all he's done. And after you pray about it, tell him what you need and thank him for what he's done and quit worrying, then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your heart and minds as you live in Christ Jesus. Now, what's interesting is it says that whenever we ask him, that's when we're going to experience his peace. It doesn't say whenever we have peace, we're going to experience peace. It says whenever we ask him. Because, you know, when we finally cast our cares upon the Lord and say, God, I don't know what to do right now. I mean, you know, you understand we are in uncharted territory. I know my father, Pastor Hagen, put on Facebook today. Many of you have read his status. He says, I don't write a lot of things, but I'm 80 years old. And, you know, he was born during World War II. And he says, I've never seen anything like we're going through today. I mean, you know, none of us know how to navigate this. I mean, you know, some people are getting on the president and the vice president and the task force and stuff. I mean, ultimately, they really don't know what to do. You know, the economists, I mean, they don't really know what to do. But praise God that we have a president that says, you know what we don't want to do? Let's pray. Let's pray. Let's ask for wisdom. Now, you know, this says that we can have peace that we can't even understand. Do you realize when everybody else is freaking out, you can have peace? You can have peace. Well, how's that happen? Because you know what? I got a good God, and I've asked God to take care of my situation. Well, how's he going to do that, Craig? I don't know how he's going to do it. He told you to ask him. He told you to ask him. You know, just ask. The Bible says we have not because we ask not. And so I want to encourage you, just ask God. Just ask God to help you during this time. You know, whether it be, you know, maybe you need to ask God to direct you to the right stores, the right time to be able to buy some products that you need. I still haven't found bread. You know, I did find hamburger buns the other day. I can have hamburger bun sandwiches. I did buy some bologna and some ham and turkey, and I can put that on my hamburger buns. All right, so we're all good, you know. But if that's the worst thing to have to worry about is hamburger buns, that's not a whole lot to worry about. I want to remind everybody about, you know what? Forget. Let's go this way. Let's go to John chapter 14. John chapter 14, and Jesus told us some things that I think is pretty interesting. John chapter 14, starting with verse 1, Jesus said these words. He says, don't let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God and trust also in me. All right? So you know what? When your hearts get trouble, he said, trust in God and trust in me. You know, Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. Jesus said he'll never leave us nor forsake us. So wherever you are, there he is also. He's right there with you. In fact, you know, when you got saved, you tell everyone, you know, I asked him to come into my heart. Well, you realize if he's come into your heart, he's right there with you. So you're not really by yourself. And even if you feel that you're quarantined in your home and nobody else is around, he's still right there with you. Talk to God. Talk to Jesus. It's just that simple. Now, skipping down to verse 13 of John 14, it says this: you can ask for anything in my name, and I will do it, so that the Son can bring glory to the Father. Yes, ask me for anything in my name, and I will do it. So he says that if there's something that we need, we can ask for it in the name of Jesus. And so I'm encouraging each and every one of us, every day at least once a day, I'm doing it multiple times a day, I want you to ask for this virus to leave this world. I want you to ask that the healing power of God will penetrate in all these people who are sick right now. You say, well, how's that going to happen? I don't know. Jesus said, ask. He says, whatever you ask in my name, I will do it. So in the name of Jesus, we command this virus to not only leave this nation, but to leave this world, to be eradicated. And we command that each and every person that is hurting, that is sick, that is even near death, we command the healing power of God to touch them right now. And I want you to I mean, you know, I don't know how many times a day you pray, but at least once a day, I want you to ask. I believe that every Christian, you know, and if we need to ask every day until someone comes on the news and says, we don't understand how it happened, but this virus just went away. Come on. I mean, the Bible tells us that whatever we ask, that he will do, you know, but a lot of times we just don't ask. We don't ask. And actually, we talked about this scripture about 2020. We talked about asking for a good year. You know what? And we can continue to ask. That you know what? It will all be okay. Now, many people, the problem is they're thinking, well, how is it all going to be okay? It doesn't matter how. Faith, according to Webster's New World Dictionary, is an unquestioning belief. So when you believe, you believe. Well, how's he going to do it? I don't know. I'm not God. But we do have scriptures. My dad's favorite scripture is Luke 18:27. The things that are impossible to man are possible with God. With God, all things are possible. So I don't have to figure it out. I just have to ask. See, he just says, just ask me. Just ask. Whatever you ask in my name, I will do it. In fact, he says this in 13 and verse 14. He says it twice. Anytime someone repeats himself, it's because they want to emphasize a point. His point was, ask. Skipping down to verse 27. And Jesus was talking to his disciples, and he says this: I'm leaving you with a gift. Peace of mind and heart. And the peace I give you is a gift the world cannot give. So don't be troubled or afraid. So Jesus gave us a gift. And what was that gift? Peace. That peace that passes all understanding. Even in the middle of trouble. See, we have been preparing for trouble many years by reading our scriptures. And many of you know these scriptures. You've read them over and over again. But you know what? It's one thing to read them, another thing to act on them. You know, and so we have peace according to the word. Jesus wants us to have peace. God wants us to have peace. It says God has not given us a spirit of fear. So if he's given us peace, not fear. And we can have peace. Even in the middle of a storm, even in the middle of a crisis. And sometimes the reason we're not having peace, once again, is we're watching too much news. We're seeing, you know, too much media. And you know, I mean, go watch Mickey Mouse. Maybe the Three Stooges. That might be good to watch the Three Stooges. In fact, I have found out over the last few days, you know, sometimes just watching something funny, or, you know, a funny video or funny, you know, something that makes you laugh, makes you feel a lot better. Because we've all been stressed. I mean, it's been stressful for all, each and every one of us. You know, but God still has things under control. You know, he's still here. He's still with us. And all we got to do is ask. Now, anyone who knows me, and if I've signed your Bible, my favorite scripture, the scripture I live my life by, is Mark 11:22. Have faith in God. In times like this, we have to have faith in God. You know, and I say, if you don't want to read your Bible, read your money, because in your on the back of your dollar bill or whatever bill you have, it says, "In God we trust." In times like this, we have to believe our money. We have to believe our scriptures. We have to trust God. And so I want to leave us off tonight in the Old Testament with Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. And I'm going to go ahead and read. I know you're probably going to take a little bit longer to get there, but I have it already marked in my Bible, and it's Hour of Power, so I'm trying to finish on time. All right. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5, reading from the New Living Translation, says this. It says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart." Now, it's very important to understand you have to trust Him with everything. Trust God with everything. You know, and a lot of people trust God with part of their heart, but they keep part back so that way they have something to worry about. But you know what? Just let it go. Give it to God. Yeah, but I have there's a lot of pressures on me. There's a lot of things. It doesn't matter. Just trust God. Trust God. And, you know, my thought is, if you can't trust God, who can you trust? He's the most trustworthy person I know. You know, you can tell all your secrets to God. He ain't telling nobody else. I should say he ain't. He's not going to tell anyone else. He's the most trustworthy person you know. You know, so trust Him with all your heart. But the next part says, do not depend on your own understanding. And I believe that's very important right now, because a lot of us, we just don't understand. We don't understand what's going on. We don't understand, I mean, why did this virus come? And why is our economy is going so well? I mean, why is the stock market going crazy? And why is this happening? Why is that? I don't know. But it is. So what are we going to do in the middle of the storm? We're going to trust God with all our heart. And we're not going to lean to our own understanding. I don't care whether you understand it or not. It doesn't matter what you understand. What matters is, are you trusting God during this time? Because this is the time that we truly have to trust God. And many times we'll say, well, I'm trusting God. But are you really trusting God? Are you really trusting God? Are you trusting God to a point, you know what? People are saying, I don't know what to do. Trust God with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. So every time your own understanding tries to pop up, because I'm guaranteeing it will, your understander meter, whatever, is going to try to understand. It's going to try to figure this out. You know, well, you know, let's see. I had a job yesterday. The place I used to work is closed. I don't know when they're going to reopen. I still have rent due. I got to buy groceries. I got plenty of toilet paper, but I got to buy groceries. You know, I got to buy food, and I want to make sure I pay my electric bill, and, you know, I want to have lights, and I got to have my cell phone, because we can't live without a cell phone, and got that bill to pay, got this bill to pay. Where's the money going to come from? You know, I know you say, well, the government's going to give us some money at some point in time. Well, whenever, I don't know when that's going to happen. Hopefully it happens soon. You know, but it doesn't matter. I'm going to trust God. I've already asked Him what I need. This is what I need. I've already told God what I need. I've already asked Him. And now I'm just going to trust Him to do what I ask. Well, how's He going to do that? It says not to try to figure it out, but just to trust Him. Now, the reason you have to trust Him wholeheartedly or 100%, because if you don't fully trust Him, then you're still having your own understanding trying to pop up. Because I'm here to tell you, you cannot understand. And it's not for you to understand. And many times I tell people, I said, people say, well, Craig, I don't understand faith. And I said, well, then you got it there. And they're like, well, how do I got it? I just said, I don't understand. Because the Bible says not to lean to your own understanding. Just believe. Another scripture says, only believe. All things are possible to them that believes. Well, all things means all things. It doesn't mean some things. It means all things. Well, how's that going to happen? I don't know. You don't have to understand how it's going to happen. Just believe God. Now, reading on, it says, seek His will in all you do. You know what? I think right now we need to go like that one song, don't worry, be happy. I'm going to endeavor every day during all this time, no matter what restrictions they put on me, I'm going to wake up every day, I'm going to smile, I'm going to be happy, I'm going to be joyful, I'm going to rejoice in the Lord like the Bible says. I'm going to have a good time. Why? Because I know my God. I know my God is able. I know my God is getting me through this situation. And you know what? And I personally believe, because I've already claimed that 2020 is going to be my best year ever. So, man, you know, maybe the stock market is going to go soaring way up or whatever is going to happen. But I know come January 1st, 2021, I'm going to be able to say that 2020 was my best year ever. Well, how's that going to happen? Lean not to your own understanding. I believe that it's going to be the best year for this ministry. I believe it's going to be the best year for each and every one of you. I personally believe that. But you know what? It doesn't matter what I believe. You have to believe it. You have to believe that this is going to be your best year ever. Now, many of you back January 1st, you're, oh yeah, I believe. But now we're, you know, is it March 19th? March 18th still. March 18th, and you're like, I don't know how it's going to happen. I just lost my job today. I mean, it just happened today when the mall shut down. You know, God is still in control. My faith is in God. Amen. It goes on the way it says, seek his will in all you do, and he will show you which path to take. You know, during times like this, when we're trusting God, God's going to show us a job opportunity that we didn't think we had. You know, right now, there are some companies that are hiring right now. They need help. They said, that we don't have enough help. I mean, we're hiring them fast. So you know what? God will bring it to pass if you believe. If you don't believe, if you believe it's going to be your worst year ever, if you believe that you know, fear is going to overtake you, that's what's going to happen. But it's time to decide, you know what? We're not going to be afraid. Just like you shouldn't have been afraid of the boogeyman whenever you were a kid, do not be afraid. Just ask the Lord what you need and expect it to happen. Expect it to happen. You know, I remember as a young boy, Oral Roberts, he had a TV program, and he always would say, expect a miracle. And then later on, when I was younger, we used to go to a lot of ORU basketball games on the side of the court, the baby center. It said, expect a miracle. So right now, you know what? I think we need to expect a miracle. How's it going to happen? I don't know. I'm going to expect a miracle. I'm going to expect many miracles. First of all, I'm going to expect that this virus is going to go away. How's it going to go? I don't know. I expect the economy is going to come back. I expect people who lost jobs will make more money this year than they've ever made before. And I expect us a few months from now, be saying, man, it's a great year. But you know what? During the middle of the trials and tribulations, you need to say it's a great year. In fact, every day we wake up, we say it's a great year. God is so awesome. Amen. God is so awesome. You know, I don't know. I'm just getting excited today. Just thinking about how awesome my God is. You know, because I'm just going to let you know that I have been, you know, I don't really get depressed or anything, but this coronavirus, I mean, 24/7 paying attention to the media, I mean, it kind of gets you down. You know, but praise God. We're coming through this. We're going to trust God. We're not going to fear. And we expect a miracle. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just thank you right now for each and every person that joined with us today. And Father God, we thank you that we'll continue during these 15 days until this virus is eradicated. We'll continue to pray for this nation. We'll continue to claim right now in the name of Jesus that this virus has to leave. We thank you, Father, that not only will it leave our cities, our states, but the whole world. And Father God, we thank you for touching the lives and those that are sick right now. We command the healing power of God to touch their body right now. And we thank you, Father, if anyone is out there right now watching us, we thank you, Father, that the healing power of God is touching them right now, wherever they are. We thank you, Father, that healing power of God, in the name of Jesus, we command that back to be well. We command that stuffy nose. We command all those symptoms to be gone now in the name of Jesus. And Father God, we just thank you in advance for everything you're doing right now. And we give you the praise, the honor, and the glory. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Praise God. Rainbow Bible Church, we're here to serve you, and we're here to continue to bring hope, help, and healing to the world. And I believe during this time right now that we, as we see people, as we're shopping and thinking, when we see people that are hurting, or maybe you know that some of your neighbors are in fear, I encourage you to go and share some of the things we shared tonight with them. Let's bring hope to this place right now, because there's so many people that are without hope, and they don't know their future. But praise God, you know what? It doesn't matter if we have an unknown future, because we have a known God. So it's a chance for us, not, you know, as the church, to be a witness to this world. You know, maybe it's a chance also for some of you to actually meet some of your neighbors. You know, give them an air high five, you know, as you see them. You know, wave at them. Smile. I'm gonna endeavor to, as I walk around and do, to smile even bigger, to be even more excited, because I know that this virus is being eradicated right now. Amen. Because we claim it together. Amen.